यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो 16 चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 9 Chapter entitled How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. Mandasya manda pragyasya vayo mandayushascha vai nidraya riyate naktam divacha vyartha karma bhi mandasya manda pragyasya वयो मंदायुषश्च वै निद्रया ह्रियते नक्तम् दीवाच व्यर्थ कर्म भी मंदस्य मंद प्रज्ञस्य वयो मंदायुषश्च वै निद्रया ह्रियते नक्तम् दीवाच व्यर्थ कर्म भी दीवाच व्यर्थ कर्म भी मंदस्य मंदस्य मंद प्रज्ञस्य व्योमन्दायुषश्च वै निद्रयार्यते नक्तम् दिवाच लेडीज मन्दस्य मन्दप्रज्ञस्य निद्रयार्यते नक्तम् Synonyms, mandasya, of the lazy, manda, paltry, pragyasya, of intelligence, vaya, age, manda, short, ayushaha, of duration of life, cha, and vai, exactly, nidraya, by sleeping, riyate, passes away, naktam, night, diva, day time, cha, also, vyartha, for nothing, karma bhihi, by activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lazy human beings with paltry intelligence and a short duration of life pass the night sleeping and the day performing activities that are for naught. Purport. The less intelligent do not know the real value of the human form of life. The human form is a special gift of material nature in the course of her enforcing stringent laws of miseries upon the living being. It is a chance to achieve the highest boon of life, namely, to get out of the entanglement of repeated birth and death. The intelligent take care of this important gift by strenuously endeavoring to get out of the entanglement. But the less intelligent are lazy and unable to evaluate the gift of the human body to achieve liberation from material bondage. They become more interested in so-called economic development and work very hard throughout life simply for the sense enjoyment of the temporary body. Sense enjoyment is also allowed to the lower animals by the law of nature. And thus, a human being is also destined to a certain amount of sense enjoyment according to his past or present life. But one should definitely try to understand that sense enjoyment is not the ultimate goal of human life. Herein it is said that during the daytime one works for nothing because the aim is nothing but sense enjoyment. We can particularly observe how the human being is engaged for nothing in the great cities and industrial towns. There are so many things manufactured by human energy, but they are all meant for sense enjoyment and not for getting out of material bondage. And after working hard during the daytime, a tired man either sleeps or engages in sex habits at night. That is the program of materialistic civilized life for the less intelligent. Therefore, they are designated herein as lazy, unfortunate, and short-lived. Om Ajnaniti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Srila Prabhupada was giving a talk in Calcutta once, and he mentioned an incident that in Bengal there was a lady who was departing, who was leaving her body. So her son told her to chant Hare Krishna. So after repeatedly asking, the Bengali lady got little disgusted, and just before leaving the body she uttered in Bengali, "Oto katha ami bolte parina." So Srila Prabhupada explains that she said, "Oto katha ami bolte parina," but she didn't say Hare Krishna. So this is the condition of general masses of people. They are not able to take the or understand importance of human form of life, which in this purport Srila Prabhupada clearly explains that it is a loophole within this material nature where one can actually get out of the cycle of birth and death. In other species of life, living entities are not given this facility and intelligence. During my academic days in my college, I asked one of my classmates, I had just newly become a devotee. So I asked him that after graduation, after you complete this engineering, what will you do? So he said, "I'll do a job." So then I asked him, "What after that?" He said, "Then I'll get married." I was trying to take him till the point of death. Okay, so everything is. So then I asked him, "What next after that?" He said, "I'll get a house." And then I said, "What next after that?" He said, "After that nothing, just enjoy, enjoy and enjoy." So in general, that is the condition of people where they are just thinking of something. It is in Shastra called as Shreyas, temporary fulfillment. But human form of life is meant to think for Prayas, long-term planning of the future. When I was in New York, one devotee who works in a hospital as a chaplain. Chaplain is something like our spiritual care department, which is there in Bhaktivedanta. So there, it's a proper name. So he works in Bellevue Hospital there. So sometimes he has to take care of terminally ill patients who are given a time limit. Okay, they know that they are going to leave their bodies. So as his job is, he is supposed to be giving some spiritual guidance, some instructions to them. But usually, he told me that when they call him, they just tell that they don't need this spiritual, some they are not so weak and they don't need those kind of any spirit. There are all faiths and religion, this chaplain is there. So the patient can choose whatever faith he belongs to. But usually they call him and they say something, can you fix in the mobile or some apps. So these are old people who are terminally ill, but they are asking for something in mobile. So here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that one should definitely try to understand that sense enjoyment is not the ultimate goal of human life. But in today's day and age, we see that exactly opposite is the case. Or in general, Even the people who are just about to retire from their jobs, they are influenced so much by mass media. I was seeing one advertisement by a furniture making company. They specialize in ready to assemble furniture. So then it is shown that this old man is there, a retired man. He daily goes to a park and sits on a bench and he feeds some bread crumbs to some birds who are there. So that's his daily routine. So then one day he comes and sees that all the benches are occupied by all other old men. So then he thinks, where do I sit? And then he gets an idea. He goes to this furniture shop and gets this ready to assemble chair. And then it's shown that he sits on that chair, and it's a red colored chair. Everybody is very attracted to that. And then he starts his own life. He is feeding the birds. He is feeding separate birds. He is watching the waves by the sea, sitting on that chair. He is fishing, sitting on that chair. He is hitchhiking with the chair on his backpack. He is sitting at night in a campfire and relating stories about his life, making young people laugh. And he is playing cards. He is getting tattoo on his hand. All sitting on his chair. And one thing he does, dancing even with a lady, but not sitting on the chair. He's listening to guitar music by the roadside, sitting on his chair. He sees small kids playing in the field and takes selfie with them, all of them surrounded, sitting on the chair. So, and then the punchline comes at the end. It is in Spanish. I had to use my Google lens to see what exactly is the punchline. I'll try to read what the Spanish line says. Empieza algo nuevo. I understood there is something in this line, so I translate and it says, start something new. So, this is what the, and actually I found exactly in NOI, Nectar of Instruction book, Srila Upadesha Amrit, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, one purport to the second verse, Atyahara Prayasascha Prajalpo. In the Prajalpa category, he is exactly describing whatever this old man is doing. Playing cards, fishing, talking socio-political issues and all that. So, Bhagavad Gita also says, Asha Pasha Shater Baddha Kama Krodha Parayanaha. So, these people have Asha Pasha Shater, hundreds of desires, and they are bound up like that. So we see that starting something new does not mean just continuing the same things. As Mahabharata mentions this verse, Ahara nidra bhay maithunam cha samanyam etat pashubhir naranam dharmo hitesham adhiko vishesho dharmehna hina pashubhir saman. So these four activities of eating, sleeping, mating and defending, they are common to human beings and animals. That's what this old person is doing. But then, what is vishesh? What is something, start something new? Adhiko visheshu dharme nahi na. It's something related to spiritual advancement. And so, that way, even the young people, if the old are enticed in so easily, what to speak of young who have strong senses, strong mind, strong body? Initial days of movies, they used to show one actor who used to always have a cigarette dangling from his mouth. While he is talking, that cigarette is there. While he is walking, that cigarette is dangling. While he is making love, that cigarette is there. While he is shooting people dead, that cigarette is dangling from his mouth. Seeing that actor, it is said thousands of youngsters, they started smoking, and the same way that cigarette dangling from his mouth. So this is the young minds. They get influenced by the movie actors, the athletes, to engage in sense enjoyment. It is something like a perverted Guru Shishya Parampara. They yad yad acharati shreshtas. So whoever they see, they get influenced. It's common. Even even wherever they see and try to emulate the actors, what dress they wear. So Bhagavad Gita mentions avritam jnanam etena jnanino nitya vairena kama rupena kantena dushpurena analena cha. The word used is dushpurena. These desires are never fulfilled. Never ever fulfilled. The example is this. Thoda hi chalu kar sakte hain. Speed can be slowed down. Addictive substances are there. These. So I was just studying what actually happens. So it is said that any of the, be it tea or coffee or alcohol, tobacco, any type of addictive substances, they have increasingly lower value of pleasure. In the sense that the more and more one takes, over a period of time, these addictions don't give that much pleasure. In fact, what actually happens is that in the brain, there is a blood-brain barrier where impure substances cannot go inside the brain. That is the system. But these intoxications or addictions, I'm just taking one example. So they kind of hijack the medical system in the brain, that barrier. And there's a pleasure-giving chemical, dopamine, and that is secreted because of this. But over a period of time, there is a limit that pleasure cannot be had unlimitedly. And it is, this thing is true for any sense pleasure related to eyes, nose, touch, tongue, smell, ears, any music also. So that way. In fact, I remember when I used to, in my school days, we used to have this NCC training. So one time we were taken to this shooting range where we had this 0.2 rifles, and there was once sir was there, the commander, and he used to teach how to hold the rifle, how to take the aim, how to shoot. And after our rounds were done, the bullets are called rounds, just for information. So then he said, I used to be a very good shooter, but then I used to also smoke cigarettes. And because of that, my hand used to shake. So my aim was not so good. And then in Hindi, he was saying, so he said, uske baad humne chhod diya. So we asked him, sir, kya chhod diya? What, you left cigarettes or you left shooting? Kalyuga, what do we expect? He said, shooting chhod diya. So that is the effect of intoxications. Bhagavad Gita in 5th chapter mentions, explains one shloka. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate adi antavanta kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. So these pleasures are coming in contact with sense objects, but they all have adi and anta. There is a beginning and there is an end. Any pleasure in this material world has a point of beginning and point of end. That is what this material world is. And so, buddha na teshu ramate buddha. One who is intelligent tries to avoid, not take, na ramante. Na teshu ramate buddha. It is, to give a simple common life example, oil and water do not mix. So the living entity is like the oil. And material world is like water. So it is a chemical fact. If you put oil in water, they don't mix. Even if you mix them in a mixer, it will appear that it's mixed. But after some time, oil separates and floats on water. So that is what is the condition of jiva in this material world. He's trying to enjoy the senses, the sense objects, trying to mix oil with water. But ultimately, one realizes that that is not satisfactory. That is not enough. Bhagavatam mentions, Mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimuktes tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam. So, enjoying all these senses, one goes to tamo dwaram. It is a gateway to hell, to ignorance. Bhagavad Gita also mentions this royal road to hell. Trividham narkasya edam, dwaram nashanam atmanah, kama krodas tatha lobas, tasma detat trayam tej. Tejet. So they are saying that this kama, krodh and lobh, they are royal road to hell. And Srimad Bhagavatam in third canto, chapter 38, describes what is this royal road in detail. It says that the person, the spirit soul, when he is taken to hell, he passes through this royal road. And what is explained, first he is given a body. It is called as Yatana Deha. It is a special type of body which does not die and it does not faint. In the sense that he experiences all the pains in the what is given, but he will not die. So then there's scorching sun and the person walks on a long road. He feels hunger and thirst, but he does not get, he is not given water. In its place, Yamdutas give him sote, lashes. And then dogs bite his flesh, and then he remembers whatever sins he had done. As Narottam Das Thakur says, Hari Hari Vifale Janamago Nainu Manushya Janamapaya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Sunya Vishakhainu. People know what is right, what is wrong. Janiya Sunya. What is to be done, they know. What is not to be done, they know that. Janiya Sunya Vishakhainu. I have taken that poison. Adi Shankaracharya, in his Bhaja Govindam famous prayers, he says, Balastavat Krida Sakta, Tarunastavat Taruni Sakta, Vriddhastavat Chinta Sakta, Pare Brahmani Kopina Sakta. So he is explaining that when one is a child, he is addicted to playing. Balastavat Krida Sakta, Tarunastavat Taruni Sakta. When one is young, he is attracted to the opposite gender. And when he is old, Chinta Sakta, he is thinking of all the worries. But today's day and age is, in childhood, Balastavat, Taruni Sakta and Chinta Sakta also. All three stages present in all three stages. In Tarunavastha, Chinta Sakta and Krida Sakta also. Playing games. And even in old age, as we saw in that example of that furniture, Taruni Sakta and also Krida Sakta also, playing golf, cards. So today's verse mentions Divacha Vyartha Karma Bhi, that people are engaged in Vyartha Karma Bhi during the daytime. So we can analyze life as www.com, World Wide Web. World Wide Web, Maya Jal, Web. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, R K no Maya Jale Podeshi Jiva Mina. Jiva Mina is saying, O spirit soul, who is like a fish, you have fallen down into this net of Maya. Jiva Mina. Nahi jano baddha hoye robe tumi chiradin. You do not know that how long will you be remaining in this net and you will cry. So www is children, they write and write exams. So that is www for them. Then the working person, the pressure of work and work. For, and then he gets worry and worry. And to stop worry, wine and more wine. And after that, weep and weep. So, Charvak Muni, atheistic philosopher, he says, Rinam kritva ghritam pibet, yavat jivet sukham jivet, bhasmi bhutasya dehasya, kuta punaraga mano bhavet. What he is saying, remain happy. Rinam kritva ghritam pibet, drink ghee. He is a sattvic philosopher. He is not saying meat eating. He is saying to be happy, one should eat ghee. But even if somebody will say, I don't have money for that. I am a brahmachari, I don't have money. So, rinam kritva, take loan. Ghritam pibet. Yavat jivet, sukham jivet. And then somebody will say, if I take loan, how will I pay back? Then he says, Bhasmi Bhutasya Dehasya Kuta Punar Agamano Bhavet. This body will go in ashes. Who is coming back? So just enjoy life. We are not preaching this. Just because it's Sanskrit does not mean follow this. It is basically an atheistic philosophy which says that people are after shreyas, something temporary, prayers, and not long-term happiness. Recently, I was cleaning my cupboard and I found a package of MP3 speaker player which we used to listen Srila Prabhupada's lectures, Maharaj's lectures. I was just cleaning up waste. So then I saw on the package, there was a photograph of a lady. And sometimes I try to read the packaging to understand what are the functions and just who manufactures. So then I saw this photo is there. I put on my specs, not to see that photo, but exactly I wanted to see where is the product. I was trying to prepare for the class at the same time, so I saw the speaker is not shown anywhere. Just the photograph of this girl is there. So advertisement is for what? For the speaker. So I thought maybe they are showing that she is listening to Prabhupada class and smiling. So that is the power of Maya. Rigveda mentions this prayer unto the material energy. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Vishnu Mayeti Shabdita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha. This is also sung in Navaratri festival. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Nidra Rupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha. So in one lecture Srila Prabhupada mentions this prayer. And he says that Nidra Rupena Samstita, this material energy is creating Nidra or ignorance or darkness in the minds of people, in the lives of people. That is this material energy. And that's how whole material world is getting entrapped. In Bhagavad Gita, one purport Prabhupada writes that people are entrapped and that's why this whole world is spinning and suffering. In Marathi, there is a saying, Jasa Dista, Tasa Nasta. Manun, Tarjak Fasta. So how it is seen, how it appears, it's not like that. That's why the whole world gets entangled. If everything is seen, then nobody will get entrapped. Heinrich Himmler, one of the generals, number two person closest to Hitler. About him it is explained that he was such a ruthless murderer that he was the mastermind who designed these gas chambers. Why they were designed? Because initially they used to shoot the Jews. But then the shooters started getting psychological problems, seeing so many people being shot by them. So they designed these gas chambers. And it is said about 50 lakh of Jews were killed during the period between early 1940s to 1945. It is like when our freedom struggle was going on in India, that was the case. So this person, although he was killing innocent children, women, old men, ruthlessly, in his private life, he was such a refined gentleman. He used to wear the best of clothes, finest mannerisms. He was a patron of fine arts, classical music, poetry, and theater. Such a cultured gentleman. So that is what this Maya is. Jasa Dista, Tasa Nasta. Manuntar Jag Fasta. So, here the verse mentions, Nidraya Riyate Naktam. Talking of sleep. There are four types of people who set the alarm. Once the alarm rings, the one type of people is they shut down the alarm. They don't get up. The other person Second type is who snooze, keep on snoozing. Fourth type of person is keeps the alarm ringing and ringing, and he is in his own world. Everybody around gets up, but that person will not get up. And finally, there is the good person who wakes up when he keeps the alarm. So gradually one has to progress from turning off to snoozing to waking up. पहले लोग सोते थे तो शरीर को आराम मिलता था. आजकल लोग सोते हैं तो मोबाइल को आराम मिलता है. हरे कृष्ण. सो शिला प्रभुपाद सेज दैट देर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ ड्रीम्स. वन इज अ स्मॉल ड्रीम एंड वन इज अ बिग ड्रीम. स्मॉल ड्रीम इज एट नाइट व्हाट वी सी एंड देर इज अ बिग ड्रीम ऑल्सो विच इज दिस लाइफ. So when we have the small dream, one forgets the long dream. And when one is in the long dream, one forgets what happened in the short dream of night. But there is one person who is present in both the stages. That is the living entity. So one has to come to understand that he is a spirit soul. The verse today mentions, Vayo manda yushaschavai. That people have a short duration of life. I was reading some statistics on the average life expectancy. So there is throughout the world. In India, the life average is expected to be 70 years. It's the average. And in general, all over the world, it's a common trend. I first time came to know that females live longer than males. Anywhere, in any part of the country, be it Japan, India, everywhere. I don't know why, maybe because males do not express their emotions like something, that may be the case. But that apart, it is said that materialist always has to think that he is going to live forever. That's how he can enjoy life. But for a spiritualist, a person who is trying to advance in spiritual life, who is trying to go back home, back to Godhead, he has to see or feel that I am going to die early. Jo bhi hai, bas yahi ek pal hai. Aage bhi jane na tu. So that is the case. Chanakya Pandit says, Ayushya kshanam ekopi na labhyate swarna koti bhi. One moment of human life cannot be got back by paying so many of gold coins. That is the importance of one moment of human life. And Srila Prabhupada explains, so if one is intelligent human being, then he takes care of this important gift by strenuously endeavoring to get out of the entanglement. One has to work hard for it. Srimad Bhagavatam mentions, in the seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumaram acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataniha durlabham manusham janma tadapi adhruvam arthadam. So one who is intelligent, acharet kaumaram acharet pragyo, from the very beginning, dharman bhagavataniha, one has to worship the Supreme Lord. Why? Because durlabham manusham janma. Every scripture, every faith, every religion will mention this, that this world is temporary. No religion will say that make your house here. They all say that you have to go somewhere. This is temporary phase. So durlabham manusham janma, rarely achieved human form. So although it is temporary, tadabhi adhruvam arthadam, something valuable one can get. So, in one purport, in the first canto, Srila Prabhupada mentions that everyone has to fly their own plane. It is not that if the birds are, suppose there are birds who are flying, every bird flies on their own strength. It is not that one bird can sit on the back of some other bird. We can be given instructions, we can be given guidance. We can see other examples in our life of people following the scriptures. But ultimately one has to endeavor strenuously in his own life and fly their own plane. One has to try to get spirituality in his life on their own. In the fifth canto, the shloka comes, Rishabhdev says, Nayam deho deha bhajam niloke. Those who have accepted this material body, kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujamye. Today's purport also mentions that these sense pleasures are also available to the animals and birds. Same thing. So, one should not work very hard. Kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujamye. For this sense gratification, tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam, one should perform tapasya. Two, for what? Shuddhayed yasmat brahma sokhyam tu anantam. To get anantam brahma sokhya, unlimited spiritual happiness. For that one has to work. That is the purpose of this human form of life. And somebody may ask, so what is the qualification that I can start my spiritual life? In one shloka it mentions that if past is important, then how did Mrigari and Valmiki became devotees? If age is important, then Dhruva and Prahlad, who were kids, how they became devotees? If knowledge is important, how did Gajendra and elephant become a devotee? If wealth is important, then how did Sudama Brahman, a poor Brahman, become a devotee? If beauty is important, how did Kubja, who was a hunchback lady, become a devotee? If birth and caste are important, then how did Vidura, a Dasi Putra, become a devotee? So this world will judge us by all these factors, by our wealth, by our beauty, by our knowledge, by age, by our past. But Krishna does not judge us by any of this. He sees just one's love and devotion. In one example, in one lecture, Srila Prabhupada in New York, in the early days, he gives one example. He says that human life is like flying a kite. And then he asked the audience, the Western audience, you know, flying kites, they are not so aware of. So he said, no matter, no issue. But in India, it's very famous, kite flying. So there is this reel is there. So in the end, you wind up the reel. So this human form of life, you have to wind up the reel. You have to bring the kite down. So, and then Prabhupada says, don't prolong this unclean material life. Now stop it. Now sit down quietly and inquire about the human form of, about the aim of human life. These are Prabhupada's words. Bhagavad Gita also says, Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tajatante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita. Bhagavad Gita is saying that whatever emotion one has at the end of life and how it, what governs that, whatever thoughts one is cultivating throughout this life, that emotion one will have at the sada tad bhava bhavita. That predominant emotion will decide what is the destination we are going to achieve. So, Vaisheshika Prabhu, he mentions that cheat death before death cheats us. And how do we do that? Simply by chanting attentively, trying to withdraw the mind every day from all the external thoughts, and then slowly, every day chanting attentively, one can get that emotion. It is said that knowledge of three things makes us able to log into any account. One is what you know. Second is what you have. Third is who you are. For example, we know the password for any email or Facebook or so what you know. First I'll explain the account and then about the human body. Then what you have a phone. So two-step verification means that there is a notification which comes on the phone. And third, what you are, like a biometric fingerprint, that's also there. So in the spiritual life, if we wish to go back home, back to Godhead, if we want to log in into that account, then what we know is the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is our password for the spiritual world. And then what we have this material body by which we can engage in devotional service throughout the day. And what you are? We are the spirit soul. Srila Prabhupada in one lecture, he says that Maya is forcing you into sense gratification. So you also force Maya by chanting Hare Krishna. He gives the example of Srila Haridas Thakur. He said he was chanting Hare Krishna and he didn't become disciple of Maya. He made Maya his disciple. And then he says, Srila Prabhupada says, that devotee is not fearful of anything. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhyati. So do not be afraid. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna and Maya is just like light and darkness. Very next to each other. Very close. It just depends. Little bit on this side you are in Krishna. Little bit on this side you are in Maya. So that is the question of light and shadow. And I'll just summarize this purport and shloka with a song, small lines from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, Miche mayar boshe jacho boshe khacho habu dubu bai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that you are falling in Maya, in this ocean of birth and death, and khacho habu dubu. Like when one drowns, he takes water inside his mouth, comes up like that. So, Jeev Krishnadas, e Vishwas, korle to ar dukkhanai. If you just believe, my dear friend, one thing, that Jiva is Krishnadas. If you believe that spirit soul is part and parcel of Krishna, it is his eternal servant, korle to ar dukkhanai. You will never have any other miseries of this material world, whatever is mentioned in this verse. So if anybody has any corrections or questions, we can take. I prepared about 50 pages of notes. Out of that, finally I decided to speak on 15. Because rest all is all shlokas and everything. So if nothing much is there, then we can end over here. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.